You're with Raf.
So, your unofficial history this week, what is more than 50 years old, tells time to Swiss-level precision, and is an iconic part of your city. The floral clock at Queen Victoria Gardens, of course, over the road from the NGV. I went to listen to something you're about to hear. It's not there anymore. At least I couldn't find it. Maybe I'm just really bad at spotting stuff. But you used to be able to press a button and get this little recording when you looked at the floral clock.
How do you do? This information is to help visitors who don't know the parks and gardens about here and are wondering what else there is to see. But first, a few words about the clock. It was installed in 1966 and was presented to the City of Melbourne by the Watchmakers of Switzerland as a gesture of goodwill. The floral pattern is changed twice each year, 10,000 plus a year.
Who knew the Watchmakers of Switzerland were so enamoured of the good citizens of Melbourne? Some wonderful memories, including this, from Jennifer in Heathmont.
My family history or family law or family archives tells us my uncle wired the clock.
No.
Uncle Tom, all his life said he was the man who did the wiring on that clock. In the 70s, he took all his kids and all of us to the clock.
Of course.
To show us the clock. You know, that was his claim to fame.
And there were family links galore. Paula had this. My uncle Paul was a gardener with the council and was involved in planting the clock. I remember as a child going to see it with him. When he died, one of the tribute photos used was a wonderful pic of my uncle with the clock. Even broader family links from Mim in Healesville. My husband Freddie's from Switzerland and there were many watchmakers in his family. The floral clock was donated by Swiss watchmakers. We have five grandchildren, the oldest, now 23, all their lives. Every time we walk past or drive past this clock, they say, "Thanks, Papu, for the Swiss clock." It's now a tradition, as if he was personally responsible. This bizarre one, I met Ross Noble there on an impromptu march with a pair of pants that had been sent across Australia on a segment he did for Triple J. One of the most hilarious and random experiences of my life. I loved Molly in Patern, who had this amazing recollection back in the early 80s, one Saturday a month, a straggly bunch of punks, mods, rude boys and rude girls, headbangers, new romantics, goths, skinheads and hippies would all meet to share our love of alternative music at the Flower Clock. And Sarah, with this memory, after attending a rave at the Melbourne Docks, New Year's Eve 1999, my boyfriend and I woke up to the year 2000. Next to the floral clock. It was great. Sarah, I feel like I was there with you.